The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Father Leo is here with us because he tells me St. Francis is one of his favorite saints. Thank you for celebrating with us. To everyone who loves nature, who has a pet, St. Francis is your saint. Growing up, there were basically two movies I loved as a child, as a kid. The first one is Sound of Music, a classic. The second one is Brother Sun and Sister Moon, a movie written and directed by Luciano Perugia and Dyson Lovell. And in this song, in this movie, there's, you know, so many songs. One of them spoke to me. "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon. Where there is doubt, let me sow faith. It is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born. That we are born to eternal life." This song characterizes the man we celebrate today. Very charismatic. A contemporary of St. Dominic. In fact, Dominic was about 11 or 12 years older than him. St. Dominic, having been born in 1170, he was born in 1181 or 1182, 12 years or 11 years apart. And he received the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, on September 14th, 1224. September 14 is the day we celebrate the feast of the exaltation of the cross. Nothing happens by coincidence. The first stigmatist priest, in his journey to sanctity, he had St. Clare as a companion. We all need spiritual companions, spiritual directors. In fact, through St. Francis, we received the spirituality of the Christmas crib. Today, during Christmas period, we all set up cribs. That was from St. Francis. We also received from him the devotion, the Stations of the Cross. His food was the passion for Christ. He loved Christ. He started off waywardly. His parents very rich. But when God arrested him, like St. Paul, he never looked back. In him, the animals rejoice with him. He speaks to them. He had a connection with them. Like as I said, if you have pets, snakes, birds, today by 11 a.m. we shall be blessing our pets. It is through him that people began to see the connection. Nature echoes his friendship. He was in tune with nature. Have you ever gone out in the wild or in a natural, serene environment? Then you find the presence of God. In St. Francis, the demons bemoans his sanctity. He was so holy, they are so afraid of him. In today's gospel, what do we hear? I see the devil, the demons, fall down like lightning. The realities of the angels of darkness is there. In St. Francis, we see a man who loved God so much. The angels cherished his humility. And he wrote so much about peace. Jesus says to them in the gospel today, do not rejoice because Satan has fallen. Rather, rejoice that your name has been written in the book of life in heaven. Our business here, just as St. Francis did, is to do everything we can to topple the power of darkness, to defeat the power of darkness through being channels of peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon. Where there is doubt, let me sow faith. It is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. He says to us, nature should be considered as siblings. He refers to death as sister death, brother son. He says to us, death is the vehicle through which we are going to attain eternal blessedness. It's a vehicle. Death is a sister. Considers death as a sister, as a brother, as a sister, as a sibling. Nature is our friend. Today, we talk about climate change and all the rest. St. Francis was a champion of it a long time ago. Let us pray that the Lord may continue to make us an instrument of peace. The devil does not like peace. He wants to sow the seed of discord every day. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon.
Where there is doubt, let me sow faith. It is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born. That we are born to eternal